7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wait, 6:40, what? No, it doesn't matter. It does not matter, because that is not the actual time. If you've tuned in to find out what time it is, well, all you need to know is that it is 19:30. And we love 19:30 UTC, because that's the time we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. Hello. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Am I alive today? Yeah. I'm alive. Everything's groovy. And I'm just hanging out, drinking tea today, because that's what I do. Oh, yummy tea. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Today we're drinking Tie Guanyin. Oh, I love Tie Guanyin. In fact, well, I got a story to tell you. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. So I went to the store yesterday. I went to the store, the good store, the tea store, the tea and candy store, and other great stuff at this store. Oh man, hold on a second. I need to hit this again. I'm a little weird this morning. That's okay. My head cold is almost completely gone. But I need more of this. Oh my God, yes. One more hit. Yeah, what the hell, let's make it two more. Okay, now I'm feeling reasonable. Now I'm feeling completely 100%. Anyway, what was I talking about? I went to the store yesterday after Dubious Goals Committee. I thought, you know, I'm going to run out to the store. I can't go another day without my sour guava candy. So I went to the store. I drove over to the store. And that was fun. Actually, driving back, I went to the store. And now we're going to leave this room, because now I'm trying to remember. All right, we're leaving the studio. This could be dangerous, because this means we could get accosted by my cat wanting me to pour water. I went to the store. I went to the tea aisle. And I immediately started shopping for tea. They had a whole bunch of stuff. They had a whole bunch of new stuff. And some of the old stuff. And some other stuff. And I bought a gin of tea. But no, I actually bought more than that. Because I sat there looking around. And I got lucky. They did have this Che Guanyin. The Che Guanyin that I'm drinking, they still had some of that on the shelf. Why did I only buy one? I should have bought two. Anyway. Yeah, I bought half a gene of that. I bought one container of that. This stuff is so good. Oh, hi. Oh, guess who showed up? Yeah, hi, baby. Yeah, you're the cat. Drink the kitty water that's in the kitty cup. It's full. Look at how full that kitty cup is. The surface tension is holding the water. You're not short of water. You are not short of water. Look, this damn thing is full. Oh, look how thirsty you must be. Drink it. Drink that yummy kitty water. Get some. Get it. Why are you not drinking it? You need to drink the kitty water. I'm going to shove your face in it. Move your butt up here to near the cup and drink it. Yeah, no, you need to drink the kitty water in the cup. Oh. So I bought this tea, and I'm pretty happy about it. And then kind of next to it was another Che Guanyin. A Yun Ding Che Guanyin. And I said, maybe I should get this. Maybe I should get this just so I have more Che Guanyin. Because you can't have too much. So I was looking at this can that it comes in, right? And I had to pick it up. Because on the back there's some English. And it says, tea making instruction. Warm up the tea vessels with the boiling water and then pour the boiling water into the tea and cover the lid for 1 minute before serving. Same amount for tea can be prepared by pouring boiling water into it for 8 to 10 times. Tea vessels are made of clay, thus making the tea more flavor. Hell yes. Oh, hell yes, I'm buying this tea. Because tea vessels are made of clay, thus making the tea more flavor. It's like, hell yes, I'm going to making the tea more flavor. So obviously I had to buy that. So now I have some more Che Guanyin. Yay! I've got an entire gene of Che Guanyin plus this Che Guanyin up here. Not much of that left. Plus that, I love Che Guanyin. Yeah. I also love Da Hong Pao. I didn't buy any Da Hong Pao there because, well, I have plenty of Da Hong Pao. And I've got some really, really good Da Hong Pao. And then I started looking for Longjing because I thought, I'm getting pretty low on Longjing. And I knew I should have bought more. See, I should buy like 4 or 5 containers whenever I buy any of this stuff. Yes, you drink the kitty water out of the kitty cup. You just drink it. Be good baby, not being a bad. Babies need to be good babies, not bad babies. Yes, you're being bad baby. Okay, maybe I can trick the cat here. Yes, look, I'm going to pour some water in the kitty cup for you. Oh, it's going to be yummy. Get some. Look, the kitty cup is now full. It's overflowing even a little bit. You better drink it up. Drink that kitty water, damn it. So I was looking around for some Longjing. They didn't have any Longjing. And then I was looking at stuff, and I can always sort of find something, right? And so I did find something. I'm nervous, but I bought this anyway, because if I don't like it, I'll just give it away. And it comes in a lovely tin, so somebody will say, oh, what a lovely tin. But I just have something, it just says, China green tea. Okay, I don't know what that means. It could mean a lot of different things. And so, what I think needs to happen, maybe we should open this now. and see what it is. Oh, and there's tape around the lid. Oh, I love it when they do this. This always makes my life easy. Oh boy. Okay, so how am I gonna get this up? Normally, I would just apply some quantity of knife. But in doing so, I might scratch the tin. Ooh, wait. Oh. I solved it there briefly, and then it came off. Wait, I did nothing. We are still taped all the way around. Why is this more difficult than I can cope with? Kind of having a weird, rough day. And I apparently cannot function. How about brute force? No, I got an idea. We'll get some knife anyway. And we'll just run the knife around under here like this. And like this, and go all the way around, and this way we don't even have to take the tape off. We just leave the damn tape on. Really? Where is this still stuck? Come on. Somebody give me a break today. I just cannot cope with any kind of crap. Okay, we got the lid off. We got the first lid off. Now the second lid is off. Now we got the bag on the inside. It's a paper bag. And what kind of tea do we have in here? How do you open it? Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh, it smells pretty good. Huh. This might not be too bad. It's not gunpowder. It's not longjing. It is... what is it? It's something that's been lightly panned, but not flat panned. And the leaf is in moderately good shape. We don't have whole leaf or anything, but it smells kind of good. You know, maybe this was a good risk. It wasn't very expensive. It was more than gift tea. So, you know, it's going to be halfway decent. This is going to be daily drinker type of tea. Pretty excited about it. Now, so yeah, I bought 3 different kinds of tea. And I'm happy. Because I like to drink tea so much. Yummy, yum, yum. Oh, lots of Che Guanyin. That's good. That's good. Oh, while I was at the store, I bought my sour guava candy too. And I bought 2 bags of it. Because it was on sale. What is it normally? It's a little over $2 a bag. At the corner store down my street, it's like $2.50 plus sales tax. At the grocery store that I just went to, it's a little over $2, but they had them on sale for $1.98. So I bought 2 bags. 2 bags of yummy sour guava candy. Ha ha ha. They didn't have any of the tangerine. They didn't have any of the tangerines, and so that was okay. And I thought about buying other stuff, but no, I already had that big bag of high chews, so I didn't buy any more candy. Then I walked around in the store for a while, looked at teaware, didn't see anything good, but there was one sort of nice cat mug, but it was $6. It's like, no, teacup is 99 cents. And so then I looked at Joss paper and stuff, nothing new. And I looked at, I walked by a big tub of crabs that were crawling around, and I said, ah, crabs. And then I left. It seems like, oh, and I did get, Wait. Where are they? I gotta go check. I gotta go back up into the kitchen. Yeah, don't yang at me, youngins. You just drink the kitty water out of the kitty cup. It's full. You can drink it. Also, in the bag of candy here, we have two other items that I almost forgot about. These were point of purchase compulsion items. I got some Botan rice candy, and I got a bar of grape haichus. Just because, well, they were there, and I was like, yeah, grape is delicious. And I got the Botan because I haven't had any while in a long time. And I'm excited about it. I like that candy. It's so yummy. Okay, so now I can go back downstairs. Oh. The leg is being weird. That's my whole problem today. My leg's being weird and it's giving me back problems, but I got my back brace on, and I've noticed that if I have my back brace on for a while in the morning, it's actually afternoon, but you know what I mean. After I get up, if I wear my back brace for a few hours after I get up, it's good for the rest of the day. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. All right, how about some yabere cabere? Yeah, pichi pichi. Pichi pichi. Pichi pichi. Nyambasu. Yoku wakaranai kedo, donmai nano? Goro goro. Ojuice irimasen ka? Piman jiru, komatsuna jiru, horensou jiru. Ne, asagohan no jikan na. Uchi daisha yaku yaritai. Shinkansen gokko. Oh, yare yare. Oh, I could not figure out what I wanted to listen to. I need some music. I don't know what I need. I just thought we better start it off with Yabere Cabere. Oh, I know what I need. We haven't had any of this in a while. We need some Wagaki Bando. Oh, hi. So this. Okay, is it gonna start? Oh, here we go. Oh, Great stuff. Wagaki Band. I do not know the name of that song. But there's a lot of dragons flying around in the video, which makes it pretty awesome. Yeah, okay, so, right. I got an email. I got an email this morning. Maybe I should have got off the floor a little bit earlier. Yeah. When I woke up, I just sort of laid here for a while. I just could not get off the floor. But eventually I did. And I checked my email. First thing I do every morning. And I had an email from my neighbor who wrote it at 8:39 a.m. What? 8:39 a.m. What in the hell are people doing up that early? I don't know, but strangely enough, I woke up about 20 minutes after that. Yeah. Anyway, email from my neighbor said, "Hey, Tobe." This is from Shannon. And he said, "You know, if you put your trash bin out, I'll put those, whatever, the bush trimmings in the bin for you." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you. Thank God. Oh, thank God for my neighbor, Shannon. You know, my yard is getting very overgrown. Everything is so overgrown, and it's so bad that, yeah, now my neighbors are starting to do my yard work." Oh. Yeah, so when last week, actually it was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when all this started, with all the fence stuff and everything, and blah, blah, blah. Well, we had a couple of cool days, and one day I went out because I was being lawn-minded. Because, you know, the previous couple days, Shannon had been working on my yard and cutting down mulberry trees and clearing out crap. And so I said, you know, I better put some effort into this. So I was feeling pretty good one day, even though I had a head cold. And I got my loppers out and I started trimming these bushes I have in front of my house. I don't know what these bushes are, you know, just your typical sort of evergreen thing. Not juniper, but some stuff. And I started trying to trim it, and some of these branches are now an inch thick, and I can't cut through them, and everything's out of control. And I must have spent maybe 45 minutes pushing myself a little bit too far, trimming the bushes. To an extent, although they still look terrible, at least they're not completely overgrown. And then that's when I got stung by the bee, or whatever it is I got stung by. And then I managed to move all of the bush trimmings into my driveway. I managed to rake them. I have this big heavy rake, like Pigsy in Journey to the West. And so somehow I managed to rake all of the bush trimmings into my driveway. And that was about as far as I got. I attempted to put some into the bin, but then I started to have problems. And everything kind of went south from there. So I've got this giant pile of brush in my driveway. Oh, I also have a giant pile of brush on my patio in the backyard. Can't even use my patio. Not that I have anything to use my patio for, other than stacking up giant piles of brush. But I've still got huge trees. I've got massive mulberry trees that are now 10 centimeters in diameter that I can't even cut down. I'm going to need an axe. And there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to swing an axe long enough to fell a tree. So I've got all these lawn problems. I've got all these overgrown shrubs, these bushes, these damn trees, these mulberry trees everywhere, and I got this other stuff. I don't even know what it is. Oh, and there's catnip. There's wild catnip growing everywhere. But, you know, that's not really all that bad because, well, we kind of like catnip around here. It's pretty fun, especially if you're a little kitty. And I wonder where my cat... I don't even want to know what my cat's doing right now. Probably staring at the water cup saying, hey, why can't the water cup be fuller than it already is? And yeah, well, it can't be any fuller because surface tension is holding the water in, and it's a miracle it's even staying in the cup as it is. I mean, these are good principles of science and everything, but you can't put any more water in the kitty cup.
Boy, are you gonna get it now. Kirk. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Yeah.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
And then Kirk Cameron comes in. He tries to fill up the kitty water cup even further, but he just makes it all greasy. So 1981, Mom walks in and she says,
hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
We're just trying to get the cat to drink water. Why has that become so difficult? I don't know. I started to suspect yesterday that maybe it's the bowl. Maybe she doesn't like this plastic bowl. Maybe it smells weird or something. I don't know. And that's why we switched to a different kitty cup. It's just like the old kitty cup, except not worn out from being licked by a cat, which is like rubbing anything with sandpaper. And I put that cup down because I couldn't find anything ceramic. I wanted to find I don't have any ceramic bowls. I do have ceramic bowls, but the cat's already eating out of them. And she doesn't have a problem with these bowls. So I was thinking, okay, I need to go out and get some more ceramic bowls or something. I'll get a ceramic bowl. Maybe she'll drink out of that. But since I don't have any laying around, I said, okay, we'll try the other kitty cup, and oh my god, these are the kind of problems that I have when I'm not doing the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and my sinuses are starting to go, so this is really good timing. Let's end this so I can clear all this crap out of my head, okay.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.